Amen. Thank the grace of God that I'm able to spend 2 days in Calgary and share some of my experiences.
感谢神的恩典，让我能够在卡加利这里用两天的时间去分享神的恩典。
And I thought I would share a little bit about myself, so there's some context to who I am.
我想在这里跟大家分享一些关于我的事情。
I'm technically a fellow Canadian.
我其实是加拿大人。
I grew up in Toronto.
我在多伦多成长的。
And when I got married is when I moved to the States.
这样，因为我结婚了，所以就移到去美国。
And when I landed in the airport today in Calgary about an hour and a half ago, I was reminded that Canadians are just friendlier.
当我刚抵达卡加利的机场的时候，是的，加拿大人是比较友善的。
Most of your TSA agents or your version of them had a great smile on their face. They greeted me like I'm not a criminal.
那里的过关的，就是他们都很友善的为我笑。
And so this afternoon I want to share a little bit about my life and specifically how my journey with a child who is on the autism spectrum has been like.
这下午我是想跟大家分享我生命中的一个小孩是有自闭症的小孩。
And I'd like to start with a verse. If we could turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29.
想跟大家分享，就是请大家打开耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11。
耶利米书二十九章的十一节。耶利米书二十九章的十一节，耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是。”是平安的意念，不是将灾祸的意念，要叫你们为后有指望。
And so this verse tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ really understands who we are and what we go through.
这里讲到我们的主耶稣是非常了解我们是谁，而我们所经历的是什么。
And even though it's something I think as believers, we understand sometimes that lesson is very hard to learn.
虽然我们身为基督徒的，我们是很容易的去明白，可是去很难的去带出这个信心。
And so sometimes God throws lessons in your life to allow us to understand that He really does know what's best for us.
所以神允许我们在生命中有一些考验，所以让我们知道什么是对我们是最好的。
When I got married 19 years ago,
当我19年前结婚的时候，
many of my friends thought I was too young.
很多的朋友都认为我那时候太年轻了。
They also thought that the changes I would have to make were very drastic.
他们认为我要经验的改变是很大的。
First, I would have to move from Toronto to New York.
第一，我要从多伦多移到去纽约。
Because my husband was still a graduate student at that time.
当时我的先生还没读完他的学业。
I also wouldn't move there with a job.
我那时也没有找到一份工作。
And I think back now, and I'm not sure whether it was two very young people who didn't know what fear was.
现在我回想那时候，两个年轻的人，或者是不知道什么是叫做惧怕。
Or perhaps we really had a very deep faith in God.
或者是那时候我们有一个很强的信心对神。
We got married anyway.
我们就这样子结婚了。
And we had our plans to wait until my husband was done grad school before starting a family.
我们有计划是我的先生他还没读完书的时候就不会成立一个家庭。
And so after we moved, or I moved to New York, I started the process of applying for my teaching certificate.
当我移到去纽约的时候，我申请要有教书学证。
But the states had different requirements than what I had earned in Toronto.
美国的那里他们所接受的要求跟我加拿大所有的文凭是不一样的。
And so I was told I had to take a few more classes in order to earn that same certificate.
所以我需要参加更多的分数去得到这个要求。
And since technically we were both unemployed, I didn't want to waste more money going back to school.
那时我们却没有工作，我也不想浪费钱。
And so I decided at that time to take up a job that was offered by the USGA and write the RE textbooks.
那时候美国却给我一份工，就是为宗教教育写教材书。
And so I did that for a few years while we lived in New York.
我在那里做了几年工。
And so my job allowed a little bit of flexibility since I worked from the house most of the time.
这工作给我有这个时间给我空有这个有弹性的这个时间让我去安排自己所要的。
And so one afternoon, about 2 years after we were married, I was taking a walk in the streets of New York.
两年后有一个中午，当我在纽约街的上走街的时候。
And I don't know if that's your biological clock ticking, but I saw nothing that afternoon but babies and strollers wherever I went.
那时不知道是不是因为大了年纪，所以到看的就是
babies and strollers.
就是小孩跟婴儿车。
And so as I was shopping, I noticed nothing in my environment but just babies and more babies and more babies.
当我逛街的时候，在我脑袋里所出现的只是婴孩跟就是婴孩。
Even though I knew my husband had another year of school left, I went home and I shared that I think we need to start a family now.
虽然我的先生还没有毕业，却我有这个意念要成家。
And so after some discussion, we agreed that being pregnant wouldn't put a big financial strain on our marriage, so we decided we would go ahead and try.
所以我们就决定，虽然我是如果是有小孩，也不会造成这经济的困难。
And so, by the grace of God, about a year later, I gave birth to Josh.
感谢神，一年后我就生了我的小孩 Josh.
And he was born in May, and it was the same month that. My husband graduated from his grad school.
他是五月出生的，也同样的，我先生也那时候毕业了。
And so in August of that year, this is the year 2000, we moved back to San Jose because that's where my husband was raised.
当八月的两千年，我跟先生就回去圣何西，是他成长的地方。
And so, like every parent, when you have your first child, you're overcome with joy and thanksgiving that everything went very smoothly.
跟其他的父母一样，当我们有这个第一个小孩的时候，我们都是很高兴的。
And if you look at this picture, right, my son looks like a very healthy, happy child.
看着这个照片，我的小孩是一个很快乐跟很幸福的小孩。
And as baby goes, Josh was pretty. Normal. He met all the milestones that he was supposed to before he was the age of two.
Josh, 还没两岁之前，他跟其他的婴儿一样。
He could sit at the right time. He could crawl at the right time. He could even babble simple words at the right time.
他可以在适当的时间坐着，适当时间爬住，也可以适当的时间说一些话。
But by the time he was two, I noticed that he wasn't able to say more than one word.Phrases at a time.
当他两岁的时候，我发觉他其实不可以说一个完整的话。
The most he would say is like juice or mommy.
最多他只是说妈，妈妈。
I was a bit concerned, and so I took him to my pediatrician.
我非常的我就觉得就带他去看一个婴儿医生。
And my pediatrician told me that boys tend to talk a little later, and he said, in fact, his own son didn't talk until he was four, and so I shouldn't worry.
我这个儿科医生说，他自己的儿子也没有在这个年龄讲话。
And so I left the office thinking maybe I was just an overly concerned mother.
所以我就离开，就认为 可能我是太紧张我的小孩了。
And when I got home, I thought maybe because for the first 2 years of his life, he just spent all his time with me, that maybe if I took him to a preschool and he got to interact with other children, that might help him with his speech.
我想可能他对着我的时间太多了，没有出去社交，而且可能带他去幼儿班，可能会帮助他的情况。
And so I enrolled him when he was a little over two in a preschool twice a week.
所以我就报名让他去参加这个幼儿班，一个星期两次。
And when he started going, I think within a month, I realized how different he was compared to other 2 and 3 year olds.
当我一个月后发现他其实跟其他的两岁半跟三岁的小孩是很不一样的。
The preschool I enrolled him was a parent participation, which meant you were required to, as a parent, to volunteer at least once a week.
这个幼儿班是要父母要有这个参与的。
And so,
一个星期一次。
When I was there once a week, I would notice that in the classroom or in the playground, he was just not like the other children.
所以我一个礼拜一次去参加这个幼儿班的时候，就发现我的小孩跟在课室里或者在游乐场是跟其他的小朋友不一样的。
In class, he would never sit with the rest of the students during circle time.
在课室里他是绝对不会跟其他人一起坐。
He would always sit by himself in a corner far away from everybody else.
他会自己的单独的在远远的坐着。
In the playground, while everybody else was on the swing or the slides, he would be that child that would walk around the playground on the outside over and over again for 15 minutes.
在游乐场的时候，其他小孩是在玩着滑板或者是铅球，可是我的小孩却绕着这个游乐场十五分钟这样走个圆圈。
And so something told me that this is not normal.
所以这让我知道这不是正常的现象。
Only when he was two, I didn't know what that was called.
当他两岁的时候，我却不知道这是叫什么。
And remember, this is more than 10 years ago when the word autism was not really a very important buzzword.
记得这个是10年前的事情，而这个自闭症不是很普遍。
And so over that course of the year from 2 to 3 years old, a lot of other odd things happened.
这样子他两岁跟三岁的时候，很多奇怪的事情发生在他身上。
One time I was driving home, and as I got very close to the house, Josh started to scream very, very loudly.
有一天我驾车回家的时候，当我经过一个房子很接近的时候，他Josh一直在喊叫。
We were actually going home.
当我们就是回家的路上的时候。
And this happened over a course of several times over the week, where he would just, as I got close to the house, he would just scream. And after we got home, he would not stop screaming.
这就是发生在这个期间，我们要回家的路途上，他就会在车里喊叫。
And if I took him out of the car, he would scream to go back to the car.
如果我把他从车里抱起来，他会要我回去所经过的地方。
And he screamed to the point where literally his face was red and blue. He would not stop screaming.
他会一直在喊叫到脸都变发红跟变蓝了。
And I don't know how I figured it out, but I realized after a course of a few weeks why he was screaming.
我不知晓得我怎么样会发现，就是在过了几个星期的时候。
I realized that every time he screamed, it was because I took a slightly different path home.
我发现每一次他喊叫的时候，是因为我用不同的路线回家。
Most of us are pretty routine. When you go home from work or from wherever, you tend to take the same, you know, right turn, left turn to get back to your house.
大部分的人是回家的路途上都是用同一条路线。
And obviously you can go home if you made a right turn somewhere else in a different place. And I noticed that when I changed that route is when he would start screaming.
所以如果我在回家的路线有什么改变的话，他会一直在喊叫。
And soon he would start to get mad at other things that I changed.
然后他会他也会在其他事情上发怒。
For example, if I didn't set the table right for dinner, he would scream.
打个比喻，如果我没有把晚上要吃餐的时候的座位放好，他会开始喊叫。
If he was at preschool and someone moved a toy, he would scream.
如果在幼儿班的时候有他的朋友把他的玩具移掉，他也会喊叫。
And so, the picture became more clear over the course of the year that he didn't like change.
这个照片
No, the 不是。
所以就是这里很明显的说出我的小孩是不喜欢改变的。
He was very rigid. That means he just liked things the same all the time.
他是很死板，他只是要同一样的事情。
He clearly wasn't very social.
他也不是很喜欢社交。
He didn't like to talk very much.
他也不喜欢讲太多的话。
And he was very interested in repeating things over and over again.
他喜欢重复的在说他喜欢所讲的东西。
And so these are all classic signs of autism, only when he was three, I didn't know that's what it was called.
这是自闭症小孩所有的现象。
So it wasn't until my mom, oddly, was reading a Chinese newspaper.
当我母亲当有一次看一个文章的时候
，and in this Chinese newspaper, it listed is a very small, tiny article that had the word autism in Chinese, and it listed kind of the symptoms, a very short list.
那个文章其实是很小的文章，是写着华文的这个自闭症所有的现象。
And when she read it, she thought to herself, "This is exactly my grandson."
当她读这个文章的时候，他就知道这个所是讲的是他的孙子。
And so she sent me this clipping, and it really did describe Josh exactly the way he was.
他给我他剪下来这个稿也给我一张，就是说这是很讲到我的小孩的现象。
And so because this was a Chinese paper and didn't have very much information, the minute I read it, I went online and I think I read every article there was on autism.You know, in the course of 48 hours.
因为是中文所写的，自闭症的现象也不是说也没有很多资讯，所以我就上网去查查这些资讯，用48个小时。
And so you would think if you are diagnosed with something that isn't a pleasant thing, you would feel sad.
如果你被诊断你不是一个很好的感觉。
However, the more I read, the more excited I became.
但是当我读的越多，我越兴奋。
Because I was just happy after a year of going through this with my son that there was a name to this problem.
因为我很高兴，因为在这一年我跟我的儿子度过的时期，没有知道这个是叫什么。
For many people who are learning of their problem for the first time, usually the first stage is denial.
当我们学习面对问题的时候，我们所的第一个时期就是否定时期。
And I think I never went through that because I just wanted to know what he had, and I was happy there was a name for something that he had.
我想我也经过这个时期，我也很开心的知道其实他的问题是有一个名字的。
And so once I was pretty sure that he fit those symptoms, I took him to my pediatrician and we started the process of having him diagnosed.
当我知道他其实有这种现象的时候，我就带他去看医生。
And so after the therapist spent a few days playing with him, he was officially diagnosed.
当这个治疗师跟他玩的时候，他就被诊断了。
I don't know how familiar you are with autism, but It's not like diabetes where there's a biological marker that says you have this problem.
我不知道你们当中了解自闭症的倾向吗？它也不是说是遗传的，或者是
You can't diagnose it because there's something inside you that says you have autism.
也不像是说好像是糖尿病有这个现象，可以说你是属于这类型的。
The diagnosis is mostly someone playing with you and realizing that you don't like to make eye contact, you don't want to play with me, you don't want to talk to me.
他的治疗是要玩游戏，他不想跟其他人有什么接触，或者是有喜欢对别人在一起，跟别人在一起。
And so the therapist, obviously, after spending a few days with him, realized that he would prefer to be alone, not very cooperative, and really just doesn't seem to care about who was around him.
治疗师就知道他其实是比较喜欢不喜欢喜欢自己一个人，也不喜欢跟其他人有社交。
So soon after he was diagnosed, I started him in a special preschool.
这样子，这样不久他就我们就放他在一个幼儿学。
I took him to speech therapy.
我带他去语言治疗。
I took him to occupational therapy.
我也带他去职业治疗。
I took him to social therapy.
也带他去社交治疗。
Basically, any therapy that was out there, I took him to it to see if it would help him.
所有能够医治他的治疗，我都去尝试。
So even though I convinced myself that I wasn't in denial,I think I was in denial because my goal in life for that first year was I'm going to do whatever I can to change my son so he could be normal.
虽然我说我不是在否定，可是其实在这一年我是在带他去看不同的治疗，是因为我想改变我的儿子是一个正常的儿子。
And so it took me 3 years to get over the fact that I was not going to actually change him.
所以我花了三年的时间，其实事实上我是不能够改变他。
It took me 3 years to learn that I couldn't change him.
我用了三年去接受这个事实，不能改变我的儿子。
I realized after 3 years of therapy, really intense therapy, that all I could do for Josh was to help him learn society and how society can learn to interact with him.
这三年我让所学的治疗是能够让我的儿子学习怎么样跟社会了解社会，而社会可以容纳他。
I think the hardest part for me is because Josh is very high functioning, meaning he's pretty smart.
其实我的儿子其实是一个很聪明的一个小孩。
And we just assume that if we push him more or yell at him more, then somehow he would just be back to normal.
也不是说我们如果是给他更多的压力，或者是大声的跟他说，他会成为更正常。
For example, Josh's first words were really his first set of really important words were not spoken.
打个比喻，他第一个所说出来的话，其实不是用嘴巴所说出来的。
They were all written.
他们其实是用写的。
My show and tell. I will pass it around.
可以给你们看他所写的。
His first words, and I don't think this company is here, but in the States, there's a very big company called Bed Bath and Beyond, like Bed Bath and Beyond.
其实他第一个字就是商场的那个 Bed Bath and Beyond.
So it's a store that sells basically everything that you can find in your house, right? Bed Bath and Beyond things.
就是这个 Bath Bath and Beyond 是卖家里所用的东西。
And before the age of two, the way we go home, we always have to exit the freeway, and this huge sign is right on the freeway, Bed Bath and Beyond.
当我们回家，他两岁以前，当我们回家的路途中，当我们进入高速公路的时候，会经过这个 Bed Bath and Beyond 这个招牌。
And so before he was two.He would go home, ask me for a piece of paper, and he would write bed, bath, and beyond on this piece of paper.
他还没两岁以前，他会向我要一张纸，然后他就写这三个字 bed, bath, and beyond.
And I don't think he actually knew that it said bed, bath, and beyond.
我想他也不其实知道这是什么意思。
And I'm pretty sure he didn't know how to pronounce those words either.
我想他也可能不会读这些字。
I think purely for him, it was just visual.He could see the letters and he memorized how to write the strokes for all these letters.
对他来说只是一个记忆力跟可以写出来的从他记忆力写出来的东西。
When he was a little older and he actually could recite the alphabet.
当他比较大的年纪，他可以背这个英文的字母。
One of the cool things that he would do for me is he could recite the whole alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
他很厉害，他可以从英文的字母从后面讲到前面。
Most of us, if you try it right now, you will go Z, and then you will stop.
对我们正常人来说，我们从 Z 到然后就停止了。
Because most of us will go forward A B Z until you get to the next letter, because you don't know it backwards, right? It's very hard.
我们正常人是从前面记到后面，可是但我儿子是后面记到前面。
So he tells me when he's older why he could do that really easily is in his brain, he sees all the letters. He sees the letters. He's not reciting the letters. He can see the picture of all the letters. So it's very easy for him to go backwards, right? Because he's actually seeing the picture of it.
其实我儿子对我说，他其实不是记得那些字，其实那些字其实是否可以，他可以看得到那个字否在。他可以一个一个念出来。
And so as he got older and he was actually able to put some words together, even with the diagnosis, a lot of me inside said, you know, with a lot of hard work and a lot of willpower, we're going to make him a normal child.
当他比较年纪大一点的时候，我们很努力的想把他成为一个正常的人。
And so, you would think that with a lot of therapy, that things would get better.
我们或许认为，如果他去很多的治疗，他会康复起来。
I'm going to just pass this to let you know. Most of these were done before he was six, just so you can get in touch with what my son is like.
给你们看，这些是他六岁之前所画的东西，所以你们有一个概念，他是怎么样子的。
So I think a lot of the pressure I gave myself is because he's so smart that why can't he just be normal like everybody else?
对我自己来说，我给自己的压力是因为我认为我的儿子那么的聪明，为什么不可以成为一个正常的人呢？
And the worst years of his life was when he was between 4 and 7.
他最糟蹋的年是四岁到七岁。
And I think partly is because he was forced to be in environments that he really didn't want to be in.
我想他是因为被进入这个他不想要进入的环境里。
And so, as I prepared this testimony, it actually made me realize how difficult actually my life was 10 years ago.
当我准备这个见证的时候，我觉得我十年前的我实在是很辛苦。
I think a lot of us tend to forget how difficult life is because you've passed through it.
我想很多人都忘记他们曾经经过的苦的日子，因为忘记了。
And I think if I didn't learn to tell myself that every day is a new day, I would be insane by now.
如果不向自己说每一天都是一个新的一天，可能我已经是疯掉了的。
For example, when Josh was around 4 years old,
比如说我的儿子四岁的时候，
he would get mad at pretty much anything.
他可以很容易就对小事情都发脾气。
If I put the fork in the wrong place on the table, he would throw a tantrum.
如果我把叉子放在不同的位置上，他就会发脾气。
If we took a walk before we showered that night, he would throw a tantrum.
如果我们如果出去走还没有冲凉的时候，他也会发脾气。
And it got to the point where he would get so mad sometimes that he would take the closest thing to him and just hit the people around him with it.
他也可以很生气到他在身边有什么东西，他可以拿到就打人。
Remember, this is a 4-year old boy.
记住这是四岁的小孩。
And it got so bad that I actually hid all the knives in my kitchen.
事情真的是很糟，我就其实把家里的刀都藏起来。
Because I was afraid, what if that was the closest thing, and he grabbed it and then decided to run after his sister with it?
因为我很惧怕他会随手拿到刀就追着他的妹妹。
And you would think I, being a much bigger person, I could just restrain him and it would be okay.
你可能想我比他大可以管约束他。
And if you think that, then you've not met a child who's had a very, very serious meltdown.
如果你们是这样子想的话，你们还没有真正的遇到他发疯的时候。
He would have this on average 3 or 4 times a day.
所以正常来说，一个礼拜他可以3到4次会发脾气。不是每一天会3到4次发这种大脾气。
And it got so bad that I really had no, I didn't know what to do with him.
所以我也不懂，不晓得要怎么样处理他。
And so my final solution on those really really bad days is I would take my daughter and we would lock ourselves in my bedroom.
所以解决这个方法就是我会带我女儿，就是我们自己锁上在一个房间里。
Then I would scream through the door that Josh.I'm giving myself a timeout.
这样子我就会跟我的儿子说，我跟妹妹要一个，我们要有自己的空间。
And I said, if once you calm down, then we can open the door and I'll come back out.
这样我会说，当你平静下来，这样我们就会出来。
But he wasn't happy with that.
他也不是很高兴。
So on a bad day after I would lock my door, he would try many ways to knock down that door.
如果在那一天他是发脾气的时候，当我们锁上自己的时候，他会一直把门打，一直要敲门，撞门。
It's really hard to imagine this kid, four-year-old kid. He has taken a rolling chair, four-year-old, and try to ram my door in the bedroom to see if he can get through the door.
是很难想象这个4岁的小孩拿着一个椅子要撞开我的门。
If that didn't work, he would literally stand in front of my door and spit on it because I can hear him spitting on my door.
如果这个方法不成功的话，他可以在门口吐口水。
Or he would just stand there and bang on it, and he could do this for about 15 minutes.
或者是在他会撞门，一直撞门在外面15分钟。
And I talk about it now like.It's not a big deal, but in the moment that it happened, I think my heart broke to 1,000 pieces.
现在讲可能不是什么大不了的事情，可是当时的我实在的心都碎了。
What? He's four. He's only 4 years old.
对不起，他4岁而已。
What would happen if he's only 4 and this is 10 years later? I'm imagining a 14-year-old child.
他只不过是4岁，如果他是14岁，会什么会发生呢？
How can someone live like this for the rest of their lives?
这样子的人怎么样一辈子的活着呢？
And so, time passes, right? No matter how difficult our lives is, it's another day tomorrow.
不论我们所遇到的是那么的艰难，时间会过去的。
And so, at our most difficult time is also when I made a very, I guess for some people, a drastic decision.
在这个很艰难的时间，可能有人认为我是做了一个很大的改变。
When he finally enrolled in kindergarten, he was 5 years old.
当他5岁的时候，在幼稚园的时候。
On a bad day when he got mad at something, and it could be because a student turned on the light before he got into the room.
有一天，他发脾气的一天，就是有一些朋友，他把课室里的灯关掉了。
He picked up a chair, like a little kindergarten chair, and he threw it across the room.
他拿着椅子就丢在他朋友。
And this was his kindergarten life for the first couple of months.
这是他幼稚园所经过的这几个月的时间。
And you don't know as a mom.How that feels when the phone rings like every other day.
你不可以试想成为他母亲妈妈做当电话响的时候，你会有什么的怎么样的心情？
Because after a few weeks, you learn that every time the phone rings is because the school is calling you to tell you to come pick up your son.
每一次电话响的时候，就会听到说请你带你的儿子回家。
It actually even after the phone call stopped, I think for about half a year, every time the phone rang.My heart would just leap out because it's that feeling of I've just been trained to be scared of phone calls.
甚至有一次六个月过了，就算没有电话响，我也会有这个不好的经验，以为是这个电话响是要我带我孩子回家。
And so, after talking to our doctor, we determined that what drove Josh to be kind of so rigid and didn't like change and reacted to all these changes, he couldn't filter anything that was happening around him.
那这样我们就跟我们家我们的医生要确定为什么他不能过滤他所经验的事情。
Everything that was happening around him, whether it's the voices or the movement, everything processed in his brain in that same moment.
他所遇到的事情就是动作或者是声音他的脑袋是怎么样去控制。
Imagine everybody in this room right now having a different conversation with your neighbor.
是想在我们这里每个人都在自己讲话。
So we're going to test it so that we can stay awake.
我们就要示范这样子我们可以醒。
So turn to somebody near you, in front of you, behind you, it really doesn't matter. And start a conversation. You can talk about anything I talked about. You can talk about the lunch you just had. You can talk about the snow that you just had. It doesn't really matter what you're talking about, but we're going to spend 1 minute talking to your neighbor about anything.
你们就用一分钟的时间跟你的邻居在交谈所要讲的事情。
And just talk in your normal voice.
就是用平时的声音来讲。
Start, 1 minute, I'm timing you.
Okay. 哇，在口。
So if we could bring it back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank
Silence,
you.
Please.
So I know it's a tester, but I'm going to ask, only because I don't know everybody in this room and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if I were to ask David, right, not to share what you heard, but could you hear the conversation that was happening back there? No, because you learned to tune it out. That's what neurotypical people do.
我想问Dave，就有没有听到他们所讲的东西？我想应该是没有听到，因为你很自然就没有在听他们所说的事情。
Did you pay attention to the little child that was walking back and forth back there as you were having this conversation?
你有没有注意后面的小女生在走？
No. So for my son, if he were in this room, all of that, every conversation you just had, every movement that happened, enters his brain at the same time.
对我儿子来说，我们所讲的、所做的一切，他都印在他的脑袋很清楚。
So you might think, what is the big deal if someone moved an eraser, you know, 1 inch?
你会想，如果一个人站在你不是很远的站在那一边。
Move an eraser, move something an inch.
如果你移动一些东西,
it doesn't matter to you because you don't pay attention to it.
对我们来说其实不是什么大事情，因为我们却没有注意这些事情。
But as he's doing whatever he's doing, he sees out of the corner of his eye something just moved.
可是对我小孩来，对George来说，他却看得很清楚。
And it's not that one thing. In this room right now, all of you are fidgeting.
不是只那是那一件事情，在这个室里，他看着每个人所做的事情。
And if you can imagine all of that hitting your brain at the same time, you would go a little crazy.
你是想这些全部人所做的事情都印在你的脑袋，你可能会疯掉。
So at any given moment, his brain is pretty stimulated.
在每一个时刻，他的脑却是被刺激的。
And so this is why. And this is my own diagnosis of why he prefers things the same, is he doesn't have to deal with the changes if nobody just moves or moves anything.
我的治疗方式就是如果在这个房间里没有人在移动或者是做什么事情，这样就不影响到我的儿子。
but I cannot ask society to stand still for him.
可是我不可以要求这个社会, 为他而停留。
And so the only solution I had after talking to my doctor was we would start him on a medication.
所以我只有一个方案就是跟我的医生所讲的就是给他开药。
And he's been on the same medicine for about 13 years.
他其实在吃这个药已经吃了13年。
He's, wait, did I do my math right? 5. No, 11 years.
对不起, 11年。
This pill is, the trade name is Prozac.
这个药物就是 Prozac.
And it's actually an antidepressant.
其实是防忧郁的。
But for autistic children, it's been proven to help with anxiety.
对自闭症的小孩是帮助他没有这个忧郁症。
So I don't know if I'm making the point across that I was literally going crazy at that time and I was willing to try anything to calm him down.
当时的我会用一切方法去把它静下来。
But as I told the people around me, I think the only people that supported me to start him on medication was my family.
我唯一会支持我要他吃这个药物就是我家人。
Everybody else around me thought I was a bad mom. Why would I put a five-year-old on strong antidepressant medication?
可在我身边的朋友却认为我是一个不好的妈妈，为什么会要一个五岁的小孩使用这个抗抑郁药？
And so I did ask myself, am I not trusting God enough?
我也试问自己有没有真的是依靠神呢?
But I really was very slowly going crazy.
我真的是慢慢的快疯掉了。
And so after a lot of prayers with my family, we decided we were going to try it.
所以经过了一段时期的祷告，我家人跟我真的是要决定是要试这个药物。
This is a very slow-acting drug, so it actually takes about 6 weeks before it kicks in.
其实这个药物也不是很强，是六个星期才有这个效果。
And so after about 6 to 7 weeks, I saw a huge change.
过了六七个星期，我发觉很大的改变。
He would no longer notice that there was a baby crying in the back of the room.
他不会发觉房子里有一个小孩在哭。
He would not notice that the toaster, and I don't know if toaster ovens sound like that anymore, but mine was a very old toaster oven. When you turn it on, it makes that little noise in the background, right? But it's very, very, very faint. He would hear that, and that could drive him nuts.
他也没有会听到那个烤面包的那个机器响。
And so I noticed that didn't bother him after he started the medication.
我发觉他其实没有被这些事情烦着。
When he ran into someone unexpected, for example, we run into his preschool teacher at the supermarket, before the meds, he would burst into tears.
如果他突然间会撞到他的幼儿班的老师，他会哭。
Because she was only supposed to be seen at school.
因为她只能在学校里看到的。
If he saw her somewhere else, that was not okay, and he would cry.
如果她在其他地方看到这个老师，她就会哭。
And so after the meds, all these things started to disappear.
当她吃了这个药物，这些事情就消失了。
So his day got a little bit better.
她的日子也好过了。
But it's not like things were completely better.
可是却不是说一切事情都一帆风顺。
I spent a lot of my days in the morning telling him what his day would be like.
我早上花很多的时间会跟他说一天的时间表。
Because even though the medicine helped a little, I can't prevent all changes from happening in his life.
虽然药物会帮助他，可是我不可以保证一切事情会顺利。
So sometimes my conversations with him, if you had to listen to me, sounds just odd.
如果你听我所说的会觉得有点奇怪。
I might say to Josh, today at 2 o'clock, we're going to go swimming.
我会跟 George讲, 2点钟我们会去游泳。
At 3 o'clock, we're going to go to the supermarket.
3点我们会去超市场。
And then at 4 o'clock, Joanne's going to come over.
4点钟, Joanne会过来。
However,
但是,
at 3 o'clock, it's possible that we might have to make a pit stop to get gas before we actually go to the supermarket.
可能3点钟我们会可能要去打油还没去超市场的时候。
But that might not happen.
也可能不会发生。
But I just need your brain to know that it could happen.
可是我要你知道 这可能会发生的。
That was my day. Every day, every waking moment was to prep his brain for his day and what the changes that might happen to his day so that he can accept those changes better.
那就是我每一天早上所要 要防备要预备他所一天要经过的事情。
So it's his brain is also it's almost like an oxymoron. He doesn't like change, but he needs to know all the changes ahead of time so that he can accept those changes better in his life.
他是不喜欢改变的一个人，所以有时候要跟他说 可能性的事情会发生。
And so sorry, I should have left this to not time out. My slideshow really is not, it's just a bunch of pictures of him growing up.
这里的照片是他成长的过程。
His school life, he's 16 now, right? He's changed school 4 times.
他在学业的年当中，他已经换了四所学校。
And they're not changes because he has to go from elementary school to middle school to high school. I changed schools because it didn't meet his educational needs.
我们换学校不是因为他很顺利的从小学到中学到高学高中，却是因为是照着他所需要的情形去改变学校。
So until second grade, he actually had a one-on-one aide in his room every day. So he had someone who would be next to him to help him get through the day in school.
他二年级的时候有一个好朋友会帮助他在学业上。
And so when he was in fourth grade, he said, I'm too old, I don't want someone following me around in school.
当他四年级的时候，他觉得我已经长大了，不想有人随时跟着。
But in fourth grade, because no one was following him around all day and reminding him of things, he got up a lot and wandered around the room and bothered many of his classmates.
因为他四年级时候没有人跟住他，就他可以喜欢做什么就做什么，所以招了很多麻烦。
And so we discovered the reason why he got up and bothered his friends a lot was he was very bored.
我也发现为什么他会惹上麻烦，是因为他很闷。
And because he is fairly smart, he was able to do all the work that was asked of him, and he would spend the rest of the day wandering the room, being bored.
因为他是一个很聪明的小孩，所以老师所给他的功课他也做完了，所以剩下多余的时间他就会烦到别人。
And so we decided to help him. He would skip fifth grade and go straight to sixth grade.
所以我们就帮他可能跳第五班就直接到六年级。
And in that middle school, I don't know what the middle schools are like here, but the middle school he went to had 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and so that school had over 2,000 students.
在这个中学有超过2,000的学员。
And so imagine a child who still has issues having to go from period to period and having to listen to all of the noise of 2,000 students at the same time.
所以是想这个小孩要听这些2,000个学生的声音。
He had a really awful seventh grade year.
他有一个很不好的七年级。
He came home crying for about half a year, for the first half of the year.
他每次回到家的，他每天都会在哭，哭了半年。
And Even though he could talk, he didn't want to share with me why.
虽然他可以跟我说，跟我讲话，可是他没有表露他的原因。
So this is one of the quirks of my son. Ever since he was young, he does not like to say people's names. He will never address you by your actual name.
我的儿子他其实不会叫人的名字。
不是不会的。
他不会称呼一个人，用名字来称呼一个人。
And so actually, my in-laws were very angry, being I guess Asian and not understanding this disability. They just thought he was rude because he would never call them grandma or grandpa. He just didn't.
我家公家婆就很生气，为什么他没有称呼他们？
And so in school, the reason why he wouldn't tell me is because he would have to name people's names to tell me what's going on.
原因他不把原因跟我说，是他不想提到任何人的名字。
And so I took it upon myself one day, I just went and sat in his classes for a few hours.
所以有一天我就去到他学校，坐在他的课室里。
And then I realized what the problem was in about 3 minutes.
所以我就三分钟后我就知道原因是什么。
There were several seventh grade students in those classes who picked up on some things that bothered Josh.
因为那七年级的学生，有一些学生，拿一些我儿子不喜欢的东西。
They learned some things that bothered him.
有一些他们就
For example, what bothered him in that moment, and we do it all the time, right? When our kids are loud, when you want someone to be quiet, what do most of us do?
当我们小孩很大声的时候，我们想他们亲近，我们会怎么样做呢
？Or a newborn baby, what's our first reaction if you want them to be quiet?
对小孩要他们安静，我们会怎么样反应呢
？Exactly, right? You shh, and all teachers in middle school and high school still go shh when they want you to be quiet.
那时候老师都会这样子的叫你静声。
And so for my son, he still has a super sensitive hearing. He told me when he was able to tell me the story that whenever people go shh, it sounds like an airplane taking off next to his ear. It literally sounds that loud to him.
当我儿子跟我讲，当他们讲这个 shh 这个字的时候，在他耳朵好像是飞机降落在他的耳朵边。
So he would get upset and he would cry.
他其实会很伤心，也会哭。
So there were these three students who knew that bothered him, and every day they would take opportunities to just shh, shh, shh next to him.
所以这些学生们就知道他很不喜欢这个声音，却故意的就做这个声音在他面前。
And so he would run out of class crying.
所以他就会跑到外面哭。
And I actually quite mad at the seventh grade teachers who didn't pick up on that. I don't know why it took me to sit in class to pick up on it, to have to remove those students ended up being removed from his class.
我觉得这个七年级班的负责老师没有发现这个问题，而且要我亲自来发现这个问题，所以这三个学生就没有在这个班。
So his experience in middle school told me he could not go to a high school that had maybe 3,000-4,000 students. It was just not going to work for him.
这个经验对我来说，我的儿子不能够上高中学，又有4,000-5,000个学生。
And so, in his ninth grade year, I actually moved him to a charter school.
所以他第九年级的时候，我带他去特殊学校。
This charter school is just it's another alternative school, and it only had 300 students altogether.
这个特殊的学校是另外一个学校，是有总共有300多位学生。
And so he was at this school for 9th grade, 10th grade, and 11th grade, and because it's a very small school, he actually ended up making some friends.
因为这个学校是比较小的，所以他最后也交上了几些朋友。
Some of the things that he does for the first time, for many of you, you don't think it's a big deal.
可能在我们当中，他所做的事情，第一次做的事情，对我们来说不是什么大事情。
For example, it was in high school when he actually walked off campus with his friends and bought his first lunch by himself with his own money and spoke to somebody behind the counter by himself. That for me was a huge milestone.
当他在高中学的时候，他是第一次用自出去外面买自己的饭吃。
It was also in high school that he went to his first dance because he wanted to hang around his friends.
也是在高中学的时候，他第一次去跳舞。
And so he looked forward to finishing off his senior year, 12th grade, at this charter school.
他也希望能够完成他的学业。
And some of you who are my Facebook friends might have seen this post in August of this year.
如果你们当中是我的 Facebook 的朋友会看到这个我八月所放的照片。
So he is a senior. He's in 12th grade right now.
现在他是读12班。
So in August, his charter school sent me a letter.
在八月，他的学校发了一封信给我。
And said, "We have no money. We are closing down."
对我说，我们学校没钱要关闭了。
And this is a child who's made friends for 3 years, and he's a 16-year-old. And you can imagine if it were your child and your child was normal, this would be really difficult to have to leave your friends and start all over again.
试想，如果你的小孩在这三年中交了一些朋友，却在这个时候却没有的可以继续读书。
And so we had to scramble because it was 2 weeks before school started. And he went to, the only choice I had was the local high school, which had 3,000 students.
所以我的选择也没有是很多，所以我们就报名去本地的一个学校。
And I think the only saving grace for him was his sister was a ninth grader the same year, and so at least he knew her.
所以他对他来说帮助他的就是他的妹妹九年级。
She's at the same school.
他跟他的哥哥是念一个同一个学校。
And so I really worried because as much as he's grown and learned, change is still very hard for him.
我真的是很担心我这个儿子，因为他未来的生活是面对的许多的变化。
And so thank the grace of God, it's been about 8 weeks of school, and he's transitioning okay. He seems to be doing okay.
感谢神，他在这个八个星期在这个学校，师傅的适应得很好。
But there are a lot of things that are still very difficult for him.
但是对他来说，却很多事情是困难的。
Although not all autistic kids are the same, for Josh, he's very black and white, meaning it's either yes or no. There's no in between.
对很多自闭症的小孩来说，我的儿子是看事情是对他来说只有黑跟白。So
for example, he hates his English class because in English class you have to interpret why this person did this, and he doesn't care because he tells me these people aren't real. Why should I care?
比如说他的英文班是因为在英文班他要给原因为什么这些人是这样子，他其实也不理，因为这些人不是真实的。
And so he's very detached from a lot of the emotions of this world just because that's the way he is.
他跟这个世界没有什么同感，有这个很强硬的感觉。
For example, if I literally were to fall and hurt myself and I'm bleeding in the kitchen, he could walk past me and pretend nothing happened to me.
比如说我可能在厨房受伤了，可能在流血，我的儿子如果经过，他可能看到，其实对他没有看到一回事这样子。
So he's 16 now, so with therapy, he's learned to stop and ask me, "Mom, are you okay?"
他已经是16岁了，经过了他的治疗，他会问我妈，他也没有会问我妈，你好，你还好吧？
And that literally is all he'll do, and then he'll walk away because he learned I have to at least ask if you're okay.
他其实也要去问一下我到底是不是还好，然后他就走掉了。
And I haven't pointed out any pictures, but you would have noticed in many of these pictures, you see Doraemon a lot.
在他的照片里有很多小叮当的照片。
And so oddly, for a lot of these kids, they do have emotions, but they attach themselves to inanimate objects.
对这些小孩来说，其实他们是有情感，却是是建立在卡通上。
So this guy has not left him for like the last 6 years, I think.
小叮当没有离开他六年吧。
You don't know how many times I've sewed that little bell back on, his little tail back on, his feet that have worn. I've sewn it because he'll come up to me and say, "He's ripped. You need to sew him up now before he gets more hurt."
你可以试想，我已经缝了很多次他的脚啊，他的尾巴，还有他的那个钉铃子铃。
And I've offered in the past to buy him exactly the same one, and his answer to me is, "It's not the same."
我也尝试买一个新的一模一样的小叮当给他，可是他却说这不一样。
And so, it's very difficult for me sometimes to see, how he faces the challenges of life because he really is not a very emotional child.
所以对我来说，他不是一个很有情感的小孩，对我是一个挑战。
I think one thing that, has given me some hope is something that happened this past week.
有一样事情就是给我有希望，就是经过的这个星期。
So, he's in 12th grade, and I don't know if it's the same in Canada, but there's the first dance is called the homecoming dance.
就是他十二年级的第一天，他回来的时候。
In 12th grade, the first dance is called the homecoming dance.
跳舞班的时候，
也不是跳舞班，
舞会 ，sorry.
And so he actually asked me if he can ask somebody from his old school to go with him.
他也问我可以不可以邀请一个学员在他以前的学校。
And I said, sure, go ahead.
我说当然可以啊。
Because I was pretty confident the girl was not going to say yes. But I wanted him to practice being social.
我也知道那个女生也不会答应他。
And so he really spent 3 hours worrying about what to say to her.
他花了三个小时要怎么样去问这个女生。
And so we practiced like this conversation before he could actually pick up the phone and call her.
所以我就跟他练习了这个要讲话的事情他还没打电话给他。
And so finally, when he called, she did not pick up the phone.
当然，最终他打给那女生却没有拿起电话。
And you could see his face; he was like just deflated, right? He was looking forward to this moment, and she didn't pick up the phone.
你可以看到他当他打电话的时候是很开心，当他女生没有接电话的时候，你可以看到他的脸却变
了。So as a mom, I was just happy that he was going through the motions of these emotional like ups and downs, right? That for me is a milestone.
对于我来说，他这个情感有这个高潮跟低潮，是个好事情。
And then I noticed the same night, about 10 p.m., I went to his room, and he was not asleep.
有一个晚上十点钟，他还没有睡觉。
And he was worried because he still has anxiety. He said, "Well, what should I do? Should I call her again? She didn't call me back."
他其实是很忧虑，是否要再打电话。多一次给这个女生。
So I said, well, maybe she is asleep. Why don't we try texting her? Because you're really just asking her as a friend. Let's see if she responds to the text.
我说可能她已经睡了，不然你就发个短讯给她。
So he texted her that night.
当晚他就发那一个短讯给那个女生。
And then the next day, he went to school, and I didn't think anything of it until after he came back home.
隔天他就上学了，我也没想太多。
But the whole day, my husband was texting me from work.
当天我的先生整天都发短信给我。
And he said to me, like in the text, he said, "This is more nervous. It's like he's getting married, and we don't know if the girl's going to say yes or not."
这是比我们好像他好像要结婚是否这个女生要说会愿意跟他去跳舞，或者不愿意去跳去。
And so finally that evening when I got around to talking to him, he said that she had texted him back and she was busy that night and she would not be able to go to this dance with him.
那晚上的时候我姊就跟我说他其实有回他的短信说他其实在忙着所以没有听电话而且他也说他不能够去。
So a big part of me was very relieved because now I don't have to tell, you know, have to explain to him why he can't go to his dance.
所以对我来说是, 一个解脱, 也不需要去, 去解释为什么。
I really didn't want him to go to the dance.
他其实没有很想去, 不要他去那个, 跳舞。
But part of me was aching for him because then he spent the next hour crying.
对我看到很心痛, 因为我看到他在流泪。
But then part of me was also very happy because it allowed me to realize he's growing up.
另外一个，我其实也很开心，因为我的小孩已经成长了。
And so, a lot of my sharings today is really, I think the more people around him understand him, the more they can accept who he is, and the more that they can understand where he's coming from.
其实我这里的分享是要你们大家更加的了解他的情况，所以会更了解他的事情。
And I have to say I've actually thought about this question, but I don't think in the 13 years since he's been diagnosed that I've had the faith to kneel down and pray and say, God, if you will, you could take this away.
在这个13年的过程，我也没有这个勇气向神祷告说，主啊，如果是你的旨意的话，
to make this go away, he could just be better.
可以把这个事情弄掉吗？
I think my faith goes as far as this is God's lesson for me every day so that I will never leave God.
所以对我来说，这是神给我的功课，这样子就不会离去神。
And so sometimes I think this poor child has to go through all this for my sake.
有时候我想到这可怜的小孩是因为我的缘故要经过这些苦难。
Let's turn to a verse, 1 Thessalonians.
请打开帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
5章的18节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
帖撒罗尼迦5章18节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And so I have also learned to give thanks in all of my difficult moments.
我也学习在我的困苦中感谢神。
And having a disability has its perks sometimes.
其实有这个失能也有这个福利。
So you saw in an earlier picture, I just happened to pick this one. My son loves amusement parks.
我的小孩很喜欢这些游乐场。
He'll go on any of the ones that none of you will go on. He'll go on it 10 times. And if you actually go on a ride with him, I think his disability is very odd. You can sit next to him. He will never scream. Doesn't matter how scary the ride is. Nothing comes out of his mouth. But if you ask him, he will tell you, as the ride is happening, what the next turn is, how fast it's going. He can talk to you as this ride is going on, as if I'm not on this ride.
当你坐他坐这个过山车的时候，他可以不喊叫，可是他却知道所发生的事情，他可以跟你说。
And so we don't mind taking him because of his disability, and I don't know if, I'm sure Canada is the same. Because of his disability, he has the fast pass every single time, so we never wait in line.
因为他是他的情形，所以他去到无论他去到哪里都有这个特殊的这个优待。
We actually went to Disneyland last weekend, and he said, because he's 16, and he said, do you think I'm too old to go ask for this pass now, Mom?
他16岁的时候去迪士尼园，他问16岁会不会太老去拿这个免费的pass.
And I said, no, because I'm not waiting 2 hours for a ride.
他说不会，我不要等2个小时要坐这个过山车。
So I've actually never known what it feels like to wait in line for a ride. I've never had to wait.
其实我不晓得要等待这2个小时的是怎样的心情，因为我不需要等。
He also has an excellent memory.
他有一个非常好的记忆力。
Before the GPS became a GPS, he was my GPS.
当全球定位的是没有这个当没有这个导航的时候，他已经是我的导航。
He could literally tell me, like sometimes I'm driving the freeway. He goes, "There's no exit here, Mom."
他可以跟我很清楚的说，其实这里没有出口。
So in when I used to go on vacation, I would give him the map to memorize first, so I wouldn't get lost on in this new city.
这样还没去旅行之前，我会把这个地图给他看，所以以后就不会走失。
He also has a really, really great sense of humor.
他也是很有幽默感的人。
And because now that he's mellowed out, he's really never fought with his sister.
因为他比较没有那么容易发脾气了，他也很好的跟妹妹相处。
He's also because he's so black and white, he's also very organized. So I actually never have to worry about his schoolwork and his backpack. He knows to turn things in. He knows when to do his homework. I've never had to talk to him about that.
因为他对黑跟白跟分得很清楚，所以他是很整齐，也会整理自己的事情。
He's also very honest. He does not know how to tell a lie.
他也是一个很诚实的一个青年，也不会说谎。
When I make an illegal U-turn, he says, "You just made an illegal U-turn, Mom. You need to go back and not make that illegal U-turn."
如果我驾驶没有遵守，他就会提醒我这些事情。
I went to. I don't think you have it in Canada, but there's a restaurant in the States called Sweet Tomatoes.It's a salad buffet.
在美国有这个餐馆叫 Sweet Potato, 是卖这个青菜。
It's an all you can eat salad.
是你可以吃许多的 salad.
And we used to go a lot because for a family of four, if your child was like under 12, the whole family would eat for $24.99.
我们很时常到这个餐馆，是因为我们一家人才24.99.
And so the year that he turned, not 12, like literally a week after he turned 12.
那年他还没一个星期还没12岁的之前。
How much more does a 12-year-old, 3-month-old boy eat, right?
12岁的小孩可以吃多少呢?
And so when I went to pay, I said, family of four, $24.99.
当我去给钱的时候，一家人四口，24.99.
So you can imagine he's sitting next to me. What does he blurt out to the cash register lady?
他其实讲他对这个人讲什么呢？
I'm not 12.
他说我不是十二岁。
And so he's also taught me some very valuable lessons in life.
他其实也教导我人生的宝贵的功课。
And so, growing up with him. I've endured lots of questions from many people.
跟他一起成长，我其实也忍受许多人的问题。
And I know every person who's asked me these questions have meant well.
我知道这些人所问的问题是为我好的。
But sometimes I get annoyed.
可是有时候我却是很生气，很不耐烦。
For example, when I first had him and he was first diagnosed around 3 years old.
当我第一次有他的时候，他被诊断，在三岁的时候被诊断的时候。
Many, many people, church members and non-church members, came up to me and told me many reasons why my son was autistic.
有许多人，不论是教会或者是外面的人，都跟我说为什么我的儿子会有这个自闭症。
They told me I drank too much ice water when I was pregnant. They told me I lifted heavy things when I was pregnant.
当我怀孕的时候，我拿太重的东西。
They told me I didn't eat enough fish when I was pregnant.
吃不够鱼。
I didn't drink enough milk when I was pregnant.
喝不够奶。
Or I vaccinated my child because that was a huge thing 10 years ago.
或者是我打了预防针。
And after hearing this for many, many months, you get angry.
当我在听了许多许多的这些，我却会很生气。
I know everybody means well, but if you're in my shoes, all I hear is that you're blaming me.
我知道他们是为我好，可是如果听了那么这些问题，我其实是觉得他们其实是在埋怨我。
And so sometimes, the best thing that anyone can do for a family who is experiencing this kind of disability is just to be compassionate and offer a listening ear.
其实对于这些家庭要面对自闭症的小孩，其实最好的方式就是给他们一个一个耳朵可以听他们的心声。
Because you don't know what I went through before coming to church.
因为不知道我所经历的是什么，还没来到教会之前。
When I come and you see my child screaming, and your thought is I'm not disciplining my child, you really didn't know what happened in the car.
当你看到我小孩在喊叫的时候，你会认为我没有好好的管教我小孩，可是你却不知道在车上发生的是什么事情。
Or you might judge me and say I'm being too strict because I'm constantly yelling at my child to be quiet.
你或者是会审判我说我可能会太严格，因为我的小孩是太静。
And honestly, I do it because I don't want him to annoy you.
因为我这样子做是因为不想我的小孩烦到你们。
A lot of things that I do at home that works, I cannot do at church.
或者是在家里所做的事情，我在教会是不允许的。
For example, I can lock myself in my room until my son calms down.I cannot lock myself up in church until he calms down.
打个比喻说，在家里我可以锁我自己在房间里，直到他我小孩的脾气冷静下来。可是，在教会我不可以做同一样的事情。
I do recognize a lot of the stress is self-inflicted.
我也知道很多这种压力是自己给的。
Because being an educator, being a parent.Who's educated, I felt like if I just had enough willpower, if I just tried hard enough, he could just be like everybody else.
身为一个教导员，我认为如果我可以用一些方式可以变他成为一个正常的人。
And people tell me now that during the times when he was 4 to 7, I was a very, very angry person.
人家跟我说，当我小孩是4岁到7岁的时候，我其实是一个很容易发脾气的人。
And I think, when I think back now, it's because those were the years I thought, if I just will myself hard enough, if we worked enough with therapy, I could get him close to being normal.
因为当时的我，其实诊断越多，却会把我这个小孩成为一个正常的人。
And I think for me, that was my denial stage.
对于我来说是我可能是在否认期。
And so I don't know when the light went off, but when I realized I was not going to change him and he was not going to be normal, I think the whole weight of that stress just left me.
当我知道我面对这个事实，他是不可能成为正常的，这个压力就离去我了。
And so, today, a lot of people ask me, I think Vincent said when I planned this with them, a good session would be how to balance family life and work.
许多人问我，好像 Brother Vincent 问我说，要怎么样，在家庭跟工作上有一个平衡的方法。
Because people see me when I post my pictures, and when I talk about Josh now, it seems like a walk in the park for me.
当我让你们看我的家里的照片，好像是在公园里走了一段路。
It's not a walk in the park. Every day is a difficult day.
其实也不是一个很容易的路程，每一天都是困难的。
And so, I think my conclusion to all of this is truly, truly that this is God's lesson for me in life.
我的结论就是说，真的是神对我的功课。
I think God knows if I didn't have this child, perhaps I would not be praying to him every single day.
可能神知道，如果我没有这个小孩，我也不会每一天的祷告。
And if it weren't for this child, I would not be standing here today.
如果不是为了这个小孩，我可能也没有在这里站在你们的面前。
So let's end with a final verse, Proverbs chapter 3.
在我们看最后一节，箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6.
箴言三章第五到第六节。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
第五节，你们要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。第六节，在你们一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
May all the glory be unto God's name.
愿一切荣耀归于主神的名。
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Fifty-eight.